DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. Another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 101. We should easily break the record high of 100. Rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. There's a backdoor cool front entering the state from Georgia, and, you know, could there be a stray shower somewhere along the front? I suppose. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, a noticeable improvement with highs around 90, tolerable humidity levels, and lows at night in the mid-60s. You'll feel the difference. Still dry, though. Then low to mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about vaping. A new activity's really cool. That's the new thing to do. Kids are all vaping. It's replay smoking. So many flavorings, it's gonna taste real good to you. Smoking tastes like burnt socks, but once you get your hands on a blueberry muffin flavored vape pen, it's hard to turn back, kids. Trust me. Walking around inside a vapor cloud is fun, but for some reason you find it hard to run. Climbing stairs is getting harder. That chest pain is getting sharper. Now you've got deadly infection in your lung. Vaping looks cool. It tastes good. Only one conclusion, kids. It'll eventually kill you. Bernie loves you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Broadcast. I opened with Barney, but I forgot that he's got his own show now, so I can't annoy him. But we are going to celebrate him tonight at Baumhauer's after the show. It's happy hour. Just type in the owner of WACV.
And here they are.
And one of my favorite happy hours, because we not only have Dana Dump showing up to join us today, but
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's right across from me here.
I'm here.
Delk and Tomlinson sidekicking with us this afternoon. And I'm just going to throw you under the bus in front of all the listeners by saying,
okay.
I want them to know that I've extended an invitation to be regulars.
Yeah, you have.
You know, I have. Terry Adams on Thursday, and my sinister plan is because Rosie is a phenomenal. She's already stepped into the producer part of the gig.
Well, there you go.
And been absolutely sensational. I have made a mess out of so many things just in the last few days, double booking people. And that looks open to me. She's handling that for me.
Well, Dana and I did talk about it, so we will discuss more today and see what we can work out.
See, if you could just do a chunk of the 3 to 5, and we got Brant, and then Rosie and I can wrap up the day. And eventually, you guys should have your own show. We need some women talk hosts.
When Miss Delk arrives, we shall discuss. She did text me, though, and she wanted me to relay a message to you.
Okay.
Tell Greg because Joey left doesn't mean it's free for all on Barney. So she's coming in guns a-blazing.
I knew that was coming.
Yes. So you've already ruffled the feathers on that one.
Okay. I'll behave. That was the only Barney anybody will hear this afternoon.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Hey, he was going to do a 21-gun salute, a 21 Barney salute in honor of Joey. But I said, hey, remember.
But I wanted to have at least a couple people still listening to the show between 3 and 6, so I thought better of that idea.
That's probably smart.
It is 8 minutes after 3 o'clock. We'll probably set another heat record today, but it's really... There were 90-degree days in July and August that were more oppressive and sultry and all of that. This is at least dry. But, man, it's getting to the point there's been no rain. We were one of the lucky ones. We got 2/3 of an inch on one day last week where some afternoon stuff flared up. But most places, the airports had 0.05 of an inch, and it's already the 18th of the month. And... Oh, look who's
here. It's sweet
here.
Joey.
It's Joey, everybody.
Joey.
Who is only behind Rich Thomas in the
adorable
category. And here he is. It's his big night at Baumhauer's.
I know.
We're having a ceremony.
Joey.
What?
Nothing. Wait. We've been working.
I know what he's going to say.
We've been working together for eight years now.
8 years.
Yeah. Almost a decade, Greg. And, I've been
with you since you started having bodily changes and stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, I've been working on those.
Trying to mentor you through.
But, you know, I've told you often, because it's true, isn't it, Jacqueline, that you're a good-looking guy. You're looking good today.
I've heard him say that quite a few times.
Yes.
Right,
Emma,
but...
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rosie?
Yes.
Rosie never lies, so if Rosie says...
But not once have you put me in the same category as Rich Thomas in terms of how adorable I am.
Adorable.
So I leave and all of a sudden I'm now adorable and get the compliment.
He didn't want to give you too much while you were here. He wanted to keep you in check.
In the realm of adorability, you would be trying to replace God when it comes to Rich Thomas.
That's true.
He's got that locked up, but you could be vice adorable.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Joey's in my top five of adorable.
Oh, thank you, Jacqueline.
I have
Stephen one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The baby.
Yeah. And then Rich.
Right.
And then my husband.
Right. Okay.
Uh-oh. And then you.
Oh, Rich brings over, and that's pretty good.
And then Greg.
Yeah.
Greg's five.
Yeah. So you're
I have to keep Greg low on the list because I don't need him, I don't need the ego getting too far up there.
Well, no big head.
Believe me, I've been through many ego circumcisions the last week. So,
Jake Quellen, you going to be at Baumhauer's tonight?
I am.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Nice. Yay!
I am.
What a celebration.
I'm going to bring the husband and the baby, and you're going to come celebrate Joey.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. I called Jared this morning, and I said, hey, let's go to Baumhauer's, because cool. We're going to do a little Joey celebration.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hungry.
And I have to say, because I have a wide network of friends, people who offer their opinions... And you and Jack have really hit the ground running.
Yeah, it's going great.
I'm
really enjoying the time. Really am.
I'm almost jealous. I think I told you that, when somebody decided to exit the show, I don't want to name any names.
Let's not.
God rest her soul. We had a different person come in every morning show to Sidekick.
Right.
And Jack was kind enough to do that, but... And he had a good time, and he was great. He's a funny, funny guy. And he's so easy, you know, good at being himself. But he didn't really care for the hours, so...
Right.
But it's so early.
It is early. And so that didn't quite work out, but he's gold.
So we were just texting each other how much we're enjoying it. Yeah. And not just the way the show's going, but working with one another, it's just mm-hmm. going great.
And there will be a ceremony tonight at Baumhauer's. And, you know, this really has caused me a lot of trouble, personally.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, after 8 years, we're kind of used to each other.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And if something comes up, I'm not feeling well, whatever, I know I have a reliable person who can step in and do a great job. I don't have that now.
That's true.
In fact, I've already had to cancel a vacation day in October.
Oh, no.
Because I mean, this company is...
You're breaking my heart, Greg.
...is kind of screwed up. Well, if you wanted to work a 9-hour day, there's some money in it for you. I would never ask you, not with the schedule you're keeping now.
If Dana and I knew how to work the board, we would step in for you. But unfortunately, we don't know how to press all those little fun buttons over there.
Oh, it's so easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
No pressure at all.
We just show up. We don't have to do anything.
See, attorneys learn to press different kinds of buttons in yes. the art of working in a courtroom, right?
And we're good at that. We just don't know how to work those buttons.
I don't doubt that. So you just completed a European?
I did. I was gone for 13 days.
That's wow. a long time.
I am tired.
I'll bet.
It was wonderful, though. We did Italy for 4 or 5 days, and then we went on a Greek cruise for 7 days, went wow. back to Rome for a night, and then we flew out Sunday mid-morning, got back late Monday night, and then straight back to work.
I've heard about those Greek cruises.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But I'll say I enjoyed Italy probably much more than I thought I would. I enjoyed Italy a lot.
I would love to go.
We did Italy for 4 days, and then we took the fast train up and did Florence and Pisa for a day. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice. So we got to see two different kind of areas. But you want to talk about hot.
Really?
It was very... Well, it was funny because they were complaining about the heat. But I'm like, we're from Alabama. Like
72? Mm-hmm. Really? It's 104 degrees outside. You're right. Killing me. You're right. Still killing me.
When I'm in here for 6 hours,
he's
it's cold.
He's having hot flashes.
Really?
Men don't get those, do they?
I don't know. Do they? Know.
Well, apparently.
You are a medical marvel.
It's kind of chilly in here. It's not super warm by any means.
I always bring a sweater or a sweatshirt.
Well, and Greg,
I have a parka in the car just in case.
I don't think there's much reason to complain because Dana will be here soon. And so you'll be surrounded by three lovely, intelligent women.
Who doesn't want to be me for the next 3 hours?
Oh, and there she is.
Coming in hot. Is that a beverage? Yes!
No, it's not.
It's Diet Coke.
Definitely not a beverage.
Just dump that. That's not a Diet Coke she brought me.
It's an empty cup.
It is, with not anything in it.
Now, I want to take a moment here at 3:15 to point out that Jacqueline Tomlinson, after she gave birth to Steven, you did the keto. Is that also the South Beach diet? Are you
no, different.
We'll see you over at
Bye, Joey.
Don't chicken out.
Bye. No, South Beach, keto and South Beach are similar but different. On South Beach, I believe you can have fruit.
Oh.
And there's limited dairy. On keto, no fruit. And you can have moderate dairy. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Well,
but yes, after Steve and I did the keto.
When you talked to me about it, I said, you know what? I think I can do that. I can make that work. And I've been, let's see, that's about 3 months. I don't know the specific number. I know it's more than 20 pounds.
Well, here's the thing that with keto, for all you listeners out there that are interested, and if you have any questions, I'm here to help. But I lost far more inches before I lost pounds. So... don't let it fool you. If your clothes are fitting different and you feel good, I feel like the scale lies. Because I wouldn't drop any weight, but I lost like 36 inches.
Wow.
I mean, I lost weight too, but I mean, the inches were far quicker.
And if you look good in your clothes,
yeah,
what difference does it make?
And my skin was better, yeah, and I was sleeping better, and I had more energy. I just felt overall better. I cheated like you wouldn't believe when I was in Europe, but now that I'm back, so I'll be having chicken wings tonight at Baumhauer's.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, that's totally keto, by the way.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
We heard about your intemperate tweet regarding Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, just because Joey's gone, just because Joey's gone doesn't mean it's like a field day with Barney. Like, it's not a free-for-all.
And, really, one of the things that we occasionally got into was finding the right girl for Joey, but I don't think we can do
that. Well, you know, but now he's, like, big-timing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a little easier. Like, maybe there's a crowd that listens to the 9 to noon. Like, yeah, maybe there's a girl who listens from 9 to noon that wasn't listening, that's not listening from, like, 6 to 9.
And he is highly intelligent.
And he's super cute.
Well, he graduated college, for crying out loud. Yeah. He's always held that over my head.
I did hear when you were like, we've been together 8 years. How old is Joey?
Joey's got to be, what, like 33?
I think 30.
He's 30.
Wow.
That's what I was going to say. Like, 8 years, like, what was he?
Joey.
Like? He's one of those people with an old soul, though. You know, it's like some people are born older because they have a maturity and at a level that you get after you live a certain number of years of life. He's more like a 40-year-old in that regard. And he's so
an
analytical.
An old soul.
Thank you.
With, like, you know, a weird affinity for WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's really good at yoga. Remember the handstand situation with the scuffed up face with the pool?
Obviously he wasn't that good. Wouldn't have had a scuffed up face.
he got a little aggressive with it. He, you know, put the
cart
before the horse.
Thank goodness for Infusion. Infusion has helped him. The cryotherapy at Infusion has helped him. And I helped set that up for him. Because I thought, given, he tells me, now you may find this hard to believe, but in South Florida, I lived in a place called the Hamilton on the Bay. We had a complete gym on the 8th floor with a running track outside. And I used to go down there and I put a 125-pound bar on my shoulders and do 100 squats.
Wow.
Sometimes more. Problem with that was it made my thighs so muscular that I couldn't find pants.
Is that why? That was the problem.
So I had to.
So, you know, when people like sort of complain, but like sort of brag at the same time?
Like, my muscles were just so chiseled, Dana, that I could barely fit in my leggings.
Oh, gosh, I just can't gain weight. Like, I'm just skinny.
I just keep eating everything and I can't put on a pound.
I was.
Shut up, Greg.
I used to be able to say that.
I look at a hamburger and I gain 5 pounds.
Me too.
We have breaking weather news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. I just received a long text from Mr.
Adorable.
We have been sitting at 101 in Montgomery for the last 2 hours, so we have established a new record high for the state. Previous record, 100 in 2010. We won't know the official high until about 4:30. Yesterday's high was 103, which was the hottest day of the summer so far. But a significant change by tomorrow. Highs near 90 sound good. With a brisk easterly wind, nights will fall to the mid-60s, so we're still dry, but some heat relief is on the way, and we'll get Rich's forecast here in just a second. Delk and Tomlinson are sidekicks this afternoon, and I so look forward to the days you guys are coming in, because I know I'm going to get to the end of the show and feel smarter and with some goals to work on, whatever that might be worth. visiting Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Anytime you visit Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and their name is on the back of a vehicle, it means that car has been really thoroughly vetted. We should vet our political candidates as thoroughly as they do the cars, because job number one for them is to not resell somebody else's troubles. So cars literally have to earn their way into this category. And that means they got to have a good vehicle history, a beautiful gleaming body, and a clean and pristine interior, and that the mechanics have gone through the engine literally looking for trouble. If they don't find it, then the car makes it to the lot. And under $10,000, you have some great choice 2016 Hyundai Elantra with all the bells and whistles and low mileage at $99.90. But if you're shopping on a budget, you can get yourself a gorgeous 2013 Volkswagen Jetta for $6,800 and a 2012, actually a little more because the mileage is really low on that vehicle. SUVs. They've got a 2010 Rogue. That's the car I drive, and I might be doing another one if I can get Tip Tames. This is what I did. I said, Tip, I need you to give me a max on the trade, keep my payment in the same ballpark, and find me an SUV that has really low mileage. And he did all that. And I got to thank Donnie Turner for sending me in to ask that question. I may be doing it again soon because I have a broken glove compartment.
Oh, that's irritating.
Oh, that's when you know it's time to...
time to upgrade.
Hey, and for a starter vehicle, they got a 2007 Buick LaCrosse CXL, which is in mint condition with only 77,000 miles. That was a car that went to the grocery store once a week and church on Sundays. 6,300 in beautiful condition at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop by price, by category, by brand at jackingram.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Tired of your little brat demanding you call Disney's bedtime hotline every night? Well, they'll never want to call again after a bedtime wish from the Lion King's Mufasa.
The wildebeests are stampeding, Timmy. Go to sleep. Save yourself.
And if your spoiled snowflake still wants to call, try a special bedtime message from Bambi's mom.
Faster, Sophia. Fall asleep as fast. Mother!
And if all else fails, sleep tight with a lullaby with the wife from Up.
She didn't have any lines. She just died. Go to bed, kid.
It's Disney's Bedtime Hotline. Sleep with the magic of trauma.
Or I'll give you something to cry about.
know, it's getting really confusing with all these streaming services. NBC announces the Peacock. Disney's going to have theirs. You already have Amazon and Netflix and Hulu and cable. It's like Rich Thomas. I wouldn't want to estimate what he's shelling out. He has all of these. And he doesn't have what I got today, which is an electric bill for $500.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the budget billing, so...
I'm on...
You're not on the budget billing, apparently.
Well, we shut off all our major appliances today, and...
Cooking by campfire in the backyard, and...
I'm glad, they're so sneaky. They send the bill in my email while I'm sleeping, so I wake up at 2:20 this morning on the first alarm, tap the laptop to see what's there, and... I see G2 paperless billing, Alabama Power and Light.
Been there.
I waited till I was in the company of my morning show crew to open it, because if it was bad, at least they would be here to help me. It was bad. I mean, that's just...
Our office building is high, but I think it's because we have zero insulation, because it's built in 1910 or something like that.
It is. Actually, whenever Jacqueline was out of town, I was using her office to meet with clients. So we have two air conditioners. So if you don't use the conference room, you really don't need the one air conditioner. So you can really just keep that one off. So I was meeting with clients in Jacqueline's office because, yes, our power bill at the office is ridiculous.
That's...
Get on the budget billing, Greg. My power bill is $189 a month.
See, now, that's kind of what I... But there's got to be something wrong.
Yeah, because you've been to my house. You see that it's... I mean, people are surprised. Now, granted, it's not an old home, but still. So maybe people need to get their insulation checked.
Well, that's one thing we're going to do. Clark said my system is running fine. It's running efficiently, but I do need more insulation.
But it is Alabama.
And then the pool.
That too.
Everybody said, hey, wouldn't it be nice to have a house with a pool? Don't do it.
Really?
I'm ready to fill that thing in. I really am. Because I think that thing seems to work constantly, and then it blew up on me about 2 weeks ago.
The Polaris?
Yeah, so now you can come over and we can play Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'm sure Stephen would enjoy that.
It's amazing how fast pool water can get ugly if the filtration system stops working. These are first world problems.
I know.
In fact, one time I was working with a woman named Susan Wise in Miami. And one morning she was complaining because she had all these little black bugs. They're kind of like the love bugs. Have you seen them in the swarms?
Yes, yes, I have seen them. I have seen thousands of them outside my house, inside my house, everywhere. Yes, I've seen the love bugs.
Cars splatter with them, hitting the windshield and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's a bug down there that's kind of seasonal that shows up. So she was whining like I am about her black bugs. So I said, well... I think I have something to say about that. So I said, yeah, I have the same problem. I have to tip my pool over every afternoon and refill it with the garden hose.
You get it?
To get rid of the black bugs.
You get it?
So.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, it was funny 18 years ago when I said that. It is 3:30. When we come back from this bottom of the hour break and our first look at the roads, I'd kind of like to get your thoughts, Jacqueline, on what you heard about Trump and America while you were in Europe. I'll bet you have some stuff to say about that. Our guests this afternoon, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, and Dana.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Wanted to make sure that got in. Before we hit the traffic dungeon, Donnie Turner, I just mentioned his name because he was the guy getting a little bumped from behind on Taylor Road one day, and because I was driving a hybrid, wasn't sure. Anyway, you take it to them, and it's amazing to watch them when they assess the damage on a vehicle, and Donnie himself got on the ground, crawled underneath the back end, and I said, look, what could possibly be wrong with there? He says, well, you have your battery in the back seat. I want to make sure that none of the connectors were knocked loose. And then he came up and he said, you know what? Asked what year the car was, how many miles. He says, you ought to go see your buddy Tip Thames. It's time to trade this in. It's going to start losing value. So that's what I did. And I did get a lower payment.
But one thing you can depend on at Montgomery Paint and Body is rigorous honesty. It is not in the DNA of Donnie Turner or his son Brandon to do anything but less 100% accurate and honest work on a vehicle. They will skip no step in the repair process, and they will insist that everything be done by the book. And this is why they have now emerged as the gold standard for automobile body repair here in the River Region. No games. No games. You want it done. You want it, everything done right. And you want a car that looks as good as new, maybe better, when all is said and done. Montgomery Paint and Body is your choice. 27REC with a W is their phone number. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And we hope you don't need them. Donnie would be the first person to say, hope you never have to bring your car in because you were in a wreck. But if you are, and those things happen, that's the place to go. It is 3:32. We'll hit the traffic dungeon. And then we'll be back and we'll find out a little more about Jake Quellen's European vacation. Let's see what the perceptions are over there. 272-9228 is our number.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we still see the police working an accident on the boulevard right in front of Baumhauer's. It doesn't look like it's slowing traffic down too much there, but be careful as you pass through. We also have MPD working an accident at Wears Ferry Road and McLebore Road, and we have an accident in the downtown area at South Decatur Street and High Street. If you're on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride. Just be careful, watch the traffic around you, and let's be careful this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. A lot of girls rodeo queening, they wonder why they crown a different girl every year. And that's because there is no perfect mold. We each bring something unique and different to the table. And so my main message is for girls to embrace your individuality and have confidence knowing who you are and what you want. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Dr. Charles Ledbetter has been named Superintendent of the Year. Dr. Ledbetter has been the Superintendent of Pike Road Schools since June of 2017. He's been an educator for 30 years and has led three school systems. Dr. Ledbetter says this is really a team award and a team recognition. Elmcroft Living Facility, where a resident died earlier this year after being left in a hot van for more than 5 hours, may be closing down soon. A 35-page report from an investigation by the state says three employees falsified documents claiming that 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was accounted for three separate times in the facility on the day she was actually left inside of a hot van after a field trip. Hockey could be coming to the capital city. Mayor Todd Strange says there's a vision of having a multi-purpose facility at the Garrett Coliseum. Strange says they're having conversations with a couple of hockey teams. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's still a dry forecast for the next several days, unfortunately. But how would you like a little heat relief in the next couple of days? Hang on. Clear skies tonight, overnight low temperature 72. Then for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, you will feel the change. In fact, it will be about 10 degrees cooler on the high temperatures each day. So highs 90 to 92. Lows at night will fall to the mid-60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. A definite nice change. Still no rain in the forecast for the next several days, though. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed you cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
And in England, they won't pass a law, brief, that would ban the serving of cat and dog in restaurants in Great Britain, because they don't want to offend anybody that likes German Shepherd for lunch.
Bad. Gross.
Well, that's what it is, and I'm sorry if there are cultures, but this is America. We don't eat our pets.
Or anybody else's.
So with us this afternoon, and hopefully as many Wednesdays as we can finagle them to come in and join us, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson. They are experts in the field of divorce. If you have a question related to that topic, you're welcome to call them with it at 272.
Or other things, I mean.
Well, no, that's one reason why you guys are great sidekicks, because you're well-informed people.
Or anything else you guys want to chat about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call in. We're looking for blog topics. Like, we have a blog on our website, and I haven't written one in a while, so
I've never written one.
Okay, well, we haven't written one in a while, and we want to know what you want to know about.
Yeah, what questions do people have that they would like some more information on that's not just the... You know, maybe personal, so like broad topics.
Yeah, so like I keep a notes section in my phone, like your credit score and divorce, or like pets, like what happens to pets, or, you know, child support for children with special needs, things like that. Just, you know, let us know what you want to hear about.
And the blog is available on your Facebook page?
It's on our website.
DivorceFromAlabama.com.
Yes, but once we start writing our blogs again, because we were writing blogs kind of frequently a couple years ago, and then work happened, life. And we just stopped. Once we start posting them on our our website, then we will actually post them on our Facebook page as well, because I found that a lot of people are on our Facebook page more than our website, because once they like us on Facebook, they get the updates, and sometimes we post funny memes and things.
You should share them to me so I can repost them on mine.
It's not just serious stuff. I mean, sometimes we post some funny
stuff.
We're
funny people.
We are.
Okay?
We are
funny
people. And you'll like us in real life.
Of course.
Not everyone, but
most.
But I always remind people of your tenacity.
Oh, thank you.
And how ready you are with answers and solutions to questions. 272-9228. So when you were over there,
yes,
across the pond, what kinds of things did you hear about America, Donald Trump, that kind of thing? Anything surprise you?
No, actually, I was kind of, I had my ears open, and I was like, you know, listening. I was going to see if people would treat us differently, knowing that we were American. And actually, people were wonderful. Overall, people were great. No language barriers. Everybody really spoke English. When I said, oh, you know, they'd ask, where are you from? You know, America, the United States. Oh, what part? People had nothing but wonderful things to say. No negativity whatsoever. None.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
the media would have you believe that we have the greatest villain in the history of our country.
Dana was over there not too long, before
and I
me.
I asked somebody, like, kind of, what do you think? And he was British. And he said, I mean, I know some of y'all don't like him, but, like, Trump's, like, your economy is booming right now.
Yeah, it is.
He was, like, he said, no matter what he says, you know, no matter what Trump says, everyone has to admit that the economy is doing really, really well right now.
Mm-hmm.
The market was down a little bit earlier today, but it finished up. Dow at 27. Standard & Poor's back over 3 because the Fed cut the rate today. I think that guy got the message after Trump reacted to last month's weaker. They wanted a 0.5% cut. They got a 0.25%.
Well, and so the guy I talked to, like I said, he was British. And, I mean, he said what I kind of think is that, you know, you like Trump because he says what he thinks, but there are some tweets that he could just, like, not tweet and would probably be better for everyone.
Yeah. I think everybody, regardless of what aisle you're on, you know, what side, they would agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, people that I talked to actually tended to say, like, yes, he can be brash and crass, but, you know, he's doing well for your economy. And, you know, when our economy does well, the world does better.
That's the common theme that I found, because we went to Italy and Greece. And, you know, the whole Greek and their economy that crashed not too long ago, they were actually just very appreciative that we were there spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much in Italy, because Italy, I mean, we were in Rome and Florence and Pisa. So there was people from all over the world that were there, which was really cool to see. It's the first time I've traveled internationally. But in Greece, they were just very welcoming, very please come, like, spend your money here. I mean, they no bones about it. They will tell you that, like, we need American money. We need your tourism. Like, we appreciate you being here. And they were just very kind and welcoming. I've never been treated so nicely in a foreign country or any country.
With the median income in the U.S. going up, now almost at $70,000 per household, people can do things like travel internationally and spend a few bucks.
And again, you know, when we do better, the world does better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can't support the entire world economy, but when the U.S. economy is stronger, everyone else has a better opportunity to be stronger.
Got to take a quick break here. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, the place to get paint when you're ready to redo the interior or exterior of your home, because they carry the best products. For inside your home, it's Richards Paint, formulated to leave an amazing finish. We did our house 6 years ago. When Eddie Bader put together the pictures of our house when we listed it, I was even amazed all these years later just how great that color held up and still looks fantastic. Leaves a nice, even finish, because you get what you pay for in the world of paint. You buy cheap paint, you're going to be chasing it with your roller up and down the wall because it'll run. You may be using the wrong roller. John Lee Paints can advise you on that. And every other step of the painting process, they can also connect you with a professional if you would like somebody to do the work for you. But get the product there. They also have their own brand of exterior paint called Solar Proof. And that's what it is. It stands up to not only the intense sun and heat, but it has low viscosity so mildew can't develop, and it holds its look. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit WOWForBusiness.com.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. A lot of girls rodeo queening, they wonder why they crown a different girl every year, and that's because there is no perfect mold. We each bring something unique and different to the table, and so my main message is for girls to embrace your individuality and have confidence knowing who you are and what you want. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The iPhone 11 is coming, complete with dual cameras and new colors. But that's not all. The new iPhone can cook thick and crispy bacon. The iPhone 11 has a hairdryer, built-in can opener. It can milk a cow. The new iPhone can detail your car. It can play frisbee with your Labradoodle. Remove the bags under your eyes. Freshens breath. It can even shoplift a crock pot from Costco when you're not looking. The iPhone 11. It's the future, suckers.
I think my eyes still on my iPhone 6, because I made sure that Mrs. Ritterbuttle and my stepson, Shondor, and Goose all have new state-of-the-art phones while I muddle along.
What a man.
But your phone still works, so no need for an upgrade.
It really. You know, I used to do that to myself constantly. You know, well, the ashtray's full in this Corvette. Let's get another one. And when you're making stupid money, you don't really... Or I'm dating somebody that likes a white Corvette instead of this indigo one that I have, so I better switch. Which is why I'll be working until they put me in the ground or spread my ashes somewhere. 3:50 is the time. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house with us, 272-9228. We'll be talking to Brad McDonald after 5 o'clock. The Fed did cut the rate. But let's take a look at the... it's so disappointing to go to drug... Fed cuts again. Global slowdown. GDP 2.2%. Trump anger. It's always the worst. It's always the worst. And again, looking at where the GDP 2.2, Obama would have killed for that through half his presidency. Who was it? Taylor Swift. What is it with stars that they think they're going to curry favor with their fan base when she makes a stupid comment like, I miss the amazing days of Obama's presidency.
Could she even vote then? How old is she?
No, she said that she did. She voted.
Is that her first?
Put him in.
Well, yeah.
I read the Rolling Stone article.
So that's probably part of it.
Yeah, she said her first time to vote was putting Obama in office the first time. And then his reelection. Political views aside, the new album.
Dana is obsessed with the new Taylor Swift album.
Love the new album.
She actually paid for it, which... That says a lot for Dana Delk.
She's very talented. I have nothing against her as a performer, but why does she need to step into this? Because she's going to push a lot of people away.
I think performers should stay in their lane and realize that they're artists and keep their political agendas to themselves.
Well, we know they have more money than God. Does she understand that an Obama-type president or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie, they want to tax somebody like her at 90%?
Well, she said that she would have been a Hillary supporter and she would have openly come out for Hillary. But at that point, you know, public opinion was against Taylor as, you know, like a snake in the grass. So she said she thought it wouldn't have helped Hillary. I don't think Taylor Swift would have made a difference in the election, but that's just me.
I don't think Taylor Swift makes a difference in any election, Dana.
Actually, you know, she did. I think it's something like 60,000 people, like, registered to vote, like, the day after she said register to vote. Now,
but
the
that's not who to vote for.
The Republicans still won. but it did. Like, voter registration bumped to, like, 60,000.
That's good. Young people should go out there and register to vote. And people that are in positions of, you know, entertainment authority, I'll call it, should encourage people to do things like vote. But I don't think that they should try to sway people's opinions as to who they should vote for and who they shouldn't. I just don't think that's above their pay grade.
See, I think that they should if they're willing to lose the money. Now, you know, you just have to know what's at risk. And if they're willing to lose the revenue...
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Then... You know, I think they should be able to.
Wow, Elizabeth Warren, very, what a look. That voice, what is it with Democratic women?
The squealing, the, like, high-pitched
yell. Oh, my God. I mean, it was bad enough contemplating listening to that cheese grater for 4 years. But Elizabeth Warren's got this high-pitched, whiny, angry thing going on that
that's
just
the Cherokee in her, Greg.
Oh, is that
that's
what it is? Is that big
cheese? She apologized for that. She had to lay. How awkward must it have been?
Don't
for
blame
Elizabeth
it on the
Warren
Indians.
To sit down in a group of Americans and have to, like, sit down. How would you feel if you're Elizabeth Warren? Like, you just want to, like, curl up in a ball and die.
Well, I mean, but she did it. Like, she brought that upon herself.
But, you know, you have to, like, sit there and look at those people like, I am really sorry. And, you know, I made mistakes. So I'm really sorry. Like, I claim inheritance is my own to win votes.
Let's talk about this guy.
And Neil Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Did you hear his most recent gaffe? He had another senior moment. He claimed that his tax credit plan, and that phraseology alone tells you it's a gimmick, it's a scheme, would put 720 million women back in the workforce. Which would be tough to do because...
Are there 700?
I don't...
Our population is 330 million.
I was going to say, are there that many women that are out of work?
Or that live in this country?
You get a tax break for a racehorse, says old Joe. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an 8,000? Let me see if I can get this to play in this primitive system here.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. It would increase the GDP to sound like a wonk here by about 0.8%. It would grow the economy.
And we're not growing now, you idiot, you old fart. Pardon me. So, yeah, there'd be a problem putting 720 million women back to work when there aren't quite that many here in America.
He's a weird dude. He's a weird dude.
Well, I don't know if you caught the moment. I don't watch any of their debates because they're a joke. But I guess his teeth started to fall out at the last one. And he had this. Did you see that, Rosie?
Like all together or just like one or
two? Like the dentures, like the whole top one was like jiggling?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it was
awkward.
One of those. That would have
been. That's a moment. That's a fix-it-in commercial waiting to happen.
Right? Here's, don't you, like, fire your, like, dental person?
Yeah.
Like, how did you let this
You're
happen?
Like, Sharon?
Here's JD.
Hey, good afternoon. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to throw something out there about Biden real quick. All these politicians have people that help them do everything, you know, manage their social media and all this other good stuff. I just think he's had any kind of senior moment. I just think whoever manages his lies is not doing a good enough job of it. Everybody else has a great lie manager. you know, I think Elizabeth Warren has a great lie manager. I mean, to pull off the whole Cherokee thing was, you know, and the thing is, she doesn't care. You know, she already got what she needed out of the whole ordeal. She doesn't care.
Well, I think right now she's in the lead, and you know that Donald Trump is going to have a field day with that.
You know what? I hope she stays in the lead.
You know, I would almost like to see him to debate each one of them every other week, because he would just trash. They could have the whole Democratic Party run it, and I'm sure he would trash every one of them.
No doubt.
Well, y'all have a good afternoon. It's a great show as always.
I appreciate
Thanks,
it. Thank
JD.
You, JD. 272-9228. We're going to take a break here for our top of the hour news, and we will probably explore some news in which your legal view would be interesting to have.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. one of them involves, well, I'll save it for after the top of the hour, because if I start it, I won't be able to stop it in time to get to Fox News, which is coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling on through the 3 o'clock hour, and there's another accident for us to tell you about. It is at Cherry Street and South Panama Street, so be careful if you're in that area. Police are cleaning up the accident on the boulevard in front of Baumhauer's. It's pretty busy out there, so let's be careful around the boulevard especially. If you're on the interstates, everyone looks like they're still up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big issues on the 31s. Watch the traffic around you as you wrap up your afternoon and head home. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes,